Hello, friends, and thank you for joining us in this community of goodness, building up the common good for our greater good every day, singing the songs and telling the stories of people of our communities, in our country, and our world, Larry Long. Recording the songs, the stories, the sounds of America, Brett Hughes. I'm Tom Thibodeau, and today we honor public service.
Anytime you report a birth or anything of worth about the people you have an interest in, you are building community by sharing the legacy of those who come before with those after.
Parker Palmer has identified the public life of America as living in the company of strangers. Isn't that true? There's so many people that are familiar, but most importantly, our family members who are so near and close to us, people that we know so very well. But the majority of our life is not spent with our family or necessarily our friends. The majority of our life is spent in the company of strangers. Think about traveling through airports. Think about the roads that we share with one another. Think about shopping in grocery stores or walking down the street. Public places where we have the freedom to gather. Made possible by the work of those people committed to public service. It's snowing in Wisconsin. It's January. But we still are able to travel our roads because public servants are willing to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, get into a truck loaded with salt and a blade that traveled on our highways and our country roads, making our roads passable and safe. Those same public servants in the summer are outside when it's 95 degrees, putting down blacktop, filling in holes, making sure that culverts work, that fresh water is pumped to people's homes because they work in waste treatment. Public servants who get into their trucks at 4 o'clock in the morning and make sure that garbage is picked up, that sanitation is taken care of, and that we are all kept safe from disease and malady. Public health workers who for the last 2.5 years have been more and more convinced that their work is so significant and important. Public partnerships working with private providers making us all healthy and safe. Today we honor all those people serving in the company of strangers who make our lives possible.
Like the girl who could not see, but somehow she could read music with her ears on the piano. For the world to enjoy, may every girl and boy find the joy to pull them through tomorrow.
I come from a family of public servants. My brother, who is just a year younger than myself, served as the district attorney for 33.5 years in Adams County, a small county in central Wisconsin where people have hard traveling, as well as major golf resorts that have been built. You have those who are very wealthy and those who are very poor. But it doesn't matter to my brother because as a district attorney, he seeks justice for everyone. He represents the public. He works for justice for the state, for citizens, for victims, and for perpetrators. Justice, Lady Justice has a band around her eyes. She's blinded by privilege and power, but is concerned about right relationships, concerned about the truth. Well, multiply that across the state of Wisconsin. How many district attorneys are standing up each and every day getting justice for the public. How many court reporters show up each and every day to make sure that our courts are transparent? What we have seen is our judges have moved to Zoom so that people can Zoom in and safely present their case as to why they should have leniency or as why as they need more time to present a defense before they come into court. My sister was a public servant working for the Social Security Administration. During this time of uncertainty, wasn't it nice for those of us who have reached retirement age that our checks would come on time? How important for people who are disabled to make sure that they have a government check to pay rent, have insurance. Think of our public servants each and every day who go to work to make sure that our children learn how to read and behave. Public servants in our public schools making sure that students have a breakfast and a lunch for children cannot learn if they're hungry. Public servants like my wife, a retired kindergarten teacher who in retirement has volunteered working the polls. She had to go through training, I think somewhere between 8 and 16 hours of training before she was able to work at her first public election. Public poll workers do not get paid as such, and they certainly do not get fed, and they're going to be there all day long. So she goes at 6 o'clock in the morning. The night before, she had made barbecues and chocolate chip cookies for her fellow poll workers, and they sat there all day long, and they check and they double check who comes in. People have to have IDs. They must have a place in which they live. They must show a residence if they do not have those two other things, and it's double checked against the lists that are provided, and she helps people get registered who had never voted before. And I can remember one night she goes to work at 6 o'clock in the morning and she comes home at 2. And I said, "What happened? I was starting to worry about you." "Well, we are one vote off and we couldn't find where it was. It took us 3 hours. We had to go back over every record and check and double check. And finally, we found the clerical error." Great amount of debate about who votes and who doesn't. But I'd like you to remember my wife and thousands of citizens who serve the public good by sitting at polls from 6 in the morning till 2, making sure that our democracy works in the company of strangers.
In a family growing up, through hard times without enough, somehow we learned to live together. Pickling pickles, put up hay. After all the bills got paid, we would sing and we would dance through the seasons.
I have a brother-in-law whose father was a local police officer in Wisconsin Rapids, Ken Gerlach. Ken raised 5 children in a small house with his wife Nancy. Ken was a police officer. Ken was a neighbor. Ken was a citizen. Ken was a volunteer Little League baseball coach. Ken watched his children grow up in that town and watch other people's children grow up in that town. Ken was not concerned about arrests. Ken was concerned about the health and well-being of fellow citizens. He'd stop young people who were driving too fast, or he'd make sure that people who had had more than they needed to drink in order to operate a motor vehicle were escorted home safely so they were off the street so that fellow citizens and their children would be safe. Ken showed up when there were difficult situations and protected people in the midst of domestic abuse in which he got treated poorly by both sides, and he took it. He didn't respond with poor language or poor judgment, but as a gentleman, a strong gentleman, who was protecting the dignity of other human beings. His wife, Nancy, waited tables, a waitress. She took our orders and brought our food and collected our plates and bused tables and made sure that everything was clean in the restaurant before she went home late at night. These two people, Ken and Nancy, gave dignity to our community because their service was always public. They showed us how to believe. They showed us how to behave. They showed us how to serve other people. Ken died about 10 years ago, and we came to the funeral. Family is very sad. His health had been in decline for a few months, and he died. And the funeral was on Saturday morning, and the church was packed. Young people, old people, people who had observed Ken, people who were the recipients of his kindness and his commitment to justice, people whose lives he helped turn around by stopping them and giving them a stern warning as to what might happen had they not changed their behavior. It was extraordinary afterward in the church basement where we had his funeral lunch. The funeral ladies had to send people out to the grocery stores to pick up more kielbasa, and even two people came back with tubs of Kentucky Fried Chicken. The church basement was packed with people who sat around tables, breaking bread, and telling stories of Ken Gerlach, police officer, public servant, fellow human being. Thank you, Ken.
Yesterday until now, I still love my little town. Beautiful Forks at Two Rivers. Working on the daily news, my best advice to you is to share and get yourself an education. Anytime you report a birth or anything of worth about the people you have an interest in, you are building community by sharing the legacy of those who've come before with those after. In 2008, I was contracted to write a song for and with Minnesota firefighters. Through the good graces of Fire Chief George Espenson, he took me out on a fire run, and the song Firefighter, Duty, Honor, and Courage was written. From that time shared with Fire Chief George Espenson, we became good friends. In 2019, our friendship got renewed when George reached out to me again to rework and record that song in support of MinFire, Minnesota Firefighter Initiative's legislative campaign to provide physical and emotional health protection for all Minnesota firefighters through their hometown Heroes Assistance Program. So George and I, we did just that, and sure enough, in July 2021, the Minnesota State Legislature passed the most comprehensive firefighter well-being legislation in the nation. Due to this truly bipartisan effort, the Hometown Heroes Assistance Program is now able to dedicate $4 million per year to ensure that every Minnesota firefighter will have access to the education, prevention, and care needed to handle a cardiac, emotional trauma, or cancer diagnosis. This hard-fought, long-in-the-works win for the state's fire service combines three vital elements, all led by the Minnesota Firefighter Initiative, MinFire, an assistance program with expanded emotional trauma resources, an up to $20,000 critical illness policy, and ongoing health and wellness training. All active Minnesota firefighters, volunteer, paid on call, part-time, and full-time, can now access the MinFire assistance program and are automatically enrolled in the critical illness insurance policy and can receive training, all at no cost. Here's that song that George Espenson, now president of Men Fire, and I wrote together called Firefighter Duty Honor Courage. A CD was made of the song and given to every legislator along with an informational Men Fire packet to help push this legislation through. Every one of the musicians on this recording donated their time. They include J.D. Steele, Robert Robinson, Tanya Hughes Kendricks, support vocals, Billy Steele on piano, George Parrish electric guitar, Jonathan Bucher on bass, Daryl Boudreau on percussion, Brian Kendrick on drums, Joe Savage on pedal steel, and myself on lead vocal and acoustic guitar. It was recorded and mixed at Creation Audio Studio A by engineers Steve Weiss and Miles Hansen. Take a listen. Here's to the people who put out the fires, fall into line, seem never to tire. Helmets of red, white, yellow, and black. When they go in, they might never come back. Fall into line when danger appears, to give their life year after year, where they pre-connect as a lifeline, never to leave their buddy behind. Duty and honor, honor, courage. Duty and honor, honor, courage. We are in trouble down here. There's blood in the dirt. Sky for help on this earth. Friends and neighbors and family, heart disease, cancer, PTSD. For the firefighter, they're the big three. Burning out the lives we hold dear. Duty and honor, honor, courage. Duty and honor, honor, courage. Firefighter, pushing through flames. Firefighter, each of whom have a name. Firefighter, it might be your life they save. Firefighter, firefighter, above a crib. Firefighter, now holding him. Firefighter, when the candle dims. Firefighter. Someone be you. May that someone be you. A Men Fire and Their Hometown Heroes Assistance Program is a model for the entire nation. To find out more about Men Fire and how you too can be of service, please visit www.menfireinitiative.com. www.menfireinitiative.com. Thank you all for listening, and thank you for all that you do.
Thank you, friends, and let's continue to honor our public servants by treating them and all that serve us in the company of strangers with peace and all good.
You have been listening to Community of Goodness with Larry Long and Tom Thibodeau, produced and recorded by Brett Hoos. For more information about Larry and Tom, please visit www.larrylong.org and www.tomttalks.com. We look forward to being with you next week. Thank you for listening.